The following program, Voice of Victory, is sponsored by Mount Olivet Baptist Church.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving? Overjoyed, departed? Tell it to Jesus alone.
And good morning to you, my friends. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Brother Walker, pastor of Mount Olivet Baptist Church here in Lexington, Kentucky. Old friend, it's revival time here at our church starting on Sunday, and Sunday school at 10, preaching hour at 11, and it'll be through right around 12:05, baptized, and then Sunday night, our great evening service, and 6:30, and I don't know how many people are listening to this broadcast that remembers back in the day when every church, Protestant or Baptist, had church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Every church. It just, I grew up with that. It was in my 20s, I think, that when it seemed to change. And the crowd that, whatever reason, began to minimize the evening service Sunday night and Wednesday night. And what happened, and you know what's happened, the world has gotten busy and is wide open 24/7. It started with opening up businesses on Sunday. And that's where it started. You know it, and I know it. Now people work, and legitimately so. They're wore out. And so, you know, they get a Wednesday night, well, I'm going to go home, and or they do something else. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying that's the way it is. And it's interesting how we look at church versus our flesh. We would say we believe our soul's going to last forever, and we do have eternal souls. We know there's something beyond the grave. I mean, anybody with common sense knows there's something that's of a higher nature than humanity, something bigger than we are. And this old world, and you know, it's a farce how that. Now, I'm not talking about unbelievers. Believers absolutely get caught up in the tidal wave of misinformation, of the tidal wave of the old-fashioned term was worldliness. In other words, you are allowing a culture in the world to dictate you how you live rather than a biblical culture. And it's sad, is it not? But not every knee's bowed. And we need a revival, in my opinion. We need a revival of the importance of the house of God and the God of the house. You cannot separate the two. You can't. Now, the house of God is just a place where you go and it doesn't do anything to you or affect you in a way that you live the rest of the days. Yeah, you don't know the God of the house. But that doesn't minimize the need for the house of God. And the people of God meeting. I see people that learn and they get bored with what they've learned. They get stale. You know what? They've refused and they've ceased to be a conduit. They've become a pool that's become stagnant because they're not pouring out. You take in, you pour out. You take in, you pour out. I mean this, friend. I literally think I would dry up and want to die if I could, if I didn't think God maybe occasionally doesn't use me. Let me give you a verse. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31. Isaiah 40, verse number 31. The Bible says, and this is a great chapter, Isaiah 40. Tremendous chapter. But it says, the last verse, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's the opposite of stagnant. Renew their strength. It's not gotten stagnant or weak. Renew their strength. How do you do it? Wait on the Lord. Preacher, what's that mean? Wait on the Lord. Now, I think we all know what wait means. It means to stop motion. It's what it means. Or you could say it means to sit still, anticipating something coming. It could be that. We know what wait means. So they that stay or rest in expectation, to stop, to remain stationary, till the arrival of some person or event. Waiting on God. I'm not moving till God shows up. That you could say that. I'm not moving before God shows up. I really believe this. When a decision has to be made in a posture of praying, I'm waiting for God to show up. But I think it means more than that. I don't think you renew strength that way completely. I think when you're weak, needing God to show up and give you strength, not performing your duties is not how you should wait. I wait on God while I wait on God. That's the way it ought to be put. I like that. I'll wait on God while I wait on God. You ever hear of the term waiter or waitress? What do they do at a restaurant? They wait on you. Now, do they sit by you and just sit there? Yeah, until you give them a directive. They come, do you need anything? They stop. They give you attention, and you say, yes, could I get some of that sauce? Or could you bring me another glass of whatever? Could you get me a cup of coffee? Oh, could I have some more sour cream? They wait on you. They come by every now and again. They may walk by, but they slow down or stop and say, is everything okay? What are they doing? They're waiting on you. They're doing both. They're serving you, but they'll slow down for long enough to get the instructions, and then they go serve you. Here it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It means, you can say this, those that teach that Sunday school class, that's what God wants them to do. That's what God's given them to do with their life. You don't skip Sunday school, stay home and say, well, I'm going to sit here until I get strength to go teach my Sunday school class. That's not how you'll renew strength. You'll never renew strength doing nothing. Don't misunderstand me, friend. We need time alone with God. And every morning, you ought to go and wait on him. You know how you wait on him? You sit still. You meditate. You pray. You plead with him for help, for strength, for wisdom, for direction. Not sure which way to go, which decision to make. I need your direction, God. That's called waiting on him. Then, now God, today use me as I do your bidding. I witness when I have opportunity. I perform the tasks you put me on earth to perform today, called waiting on God. But we got this crazy idea, well, I'm going to take a 3-month sabbatical and do nothing. And you're not right with God. That's just my opinion. You say, well, Paul was 3 years out in the desert. I guarantee you he was doing something. He was doing something. But they that wait on the Lord, no, I'm not saying you don't take a day or two possibly and go do nothing but spend time with God. I'm not saying you don't do that. I see nowhere where you take, just be lazy and do not go soul winning. Do not encourage others. Do not make a visit to the hospital possibly. Or maybe write a letter to somebody that's in jail to encourage them. Or write a letter to somebody that's a shut-in or visit a shut-in. Or maybe make a meal for somebody that's just had surgery. And you take that meal to them. I'm simply saying, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm not talking about something I read in a book. I'm talking about something that I've seen and I've experienced personally in my own life. I wait on God as I wait on God. Got a decision to make. I remember I had a decision to make right out of Bible college. I did not know what to do. I knew I was supposed to be in the ministry in some capacity and at some point full time. But I didn't know at what capacity. Youth pastor, assistant pastor. And by the way, I'm so thankful during those days I was content with that. I didn't want to work in a Christian school, but I was up for that. Missionary, I wasn't sure. I didn't know. And I'll be honest with you, the temptation was just go to church, listen to the preaching, and just pray and just kind of meditate until God shows me. No, I'm supposed to still go soul winning. I joined a jail ministry. Every Sunday morning, I went to jail with a man, and we had a service in a juvenile delinquent center, Northwest Indiana. Anywhere from 40 to 50, 60 kids would come into a big room, and we'd have a service. I preached one service, and the other times I just served the other man, and he preached. And then we would get the names of those juvenile delinquent's family, where they lived, we'd go visit their parents and try to win them to Christ, tell them we're pulling for you. Anything we can do, we want to help. You see, while I was waiting. And I'm convinced that the door opened because while I waited on God, I waited on God. Friend, it'll change your life. You don't know what to do you? You got a big decision to make. Maybe you're presented with a breakup in your marriage. You don't want it to break up, but you don't know what to do. You suspect your spouse has committed adultery, and you feel like, well, I just can't go back, and I have grounds for divorce now, and I don't know what to do. And God just, it's not clear to me what to do. Now, while you wait on God, wait on God. Go to Sunday school this week. Go to church. Pass out a gospel tract. Do something good for somebody. Sure, your heart's broken. But how you renew strength is not letting depression make you stay in bed all day, that you'll never renew your strength. I have learned through these years, those days that it was the hardest to go forward, it was the most difficult to make that visit, it was the most difficult to attend church. Oh, I have found those days that I made myself do it. And I said, I'm going to do it because it's right. And I don't feel like doing it, but it's right. And I'm in the throes of discouragement. And as I wait on God for encouragement, I'm going to wait on God. And I have found it works 100% of the time. I may go back to the discouragement for a season. I'm thinking of days that I just absolutely didn't want to be a pastor, didn't want to preach. Now, I may be the only one that's that way, but I got an idea that which God's called you to do, there's some days you didn't want to do it. There's some days maybe a mother just doesn't want to be a mom anymore. She knows she loves her kids. She loves being a mom, but she's tired. She's weary. There's husbands don't want to be the leader in the rock of this family. I'm a wife, and I'm tired. I don't want to leave the marriage. I'm tired, and I'm a little discouraged. Hey, while you wait on God for strength, wait on God. And that's how you renew your strength. I dare you to say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do today for somebody else? It'll be a letter to write. It'll be a visit to make. It'll be a phone call to make. It'll be a witness to give. I guarantee you, friend, God, I'm in the throes of indecision. I don't know what to do. I feel so weak. I feel so confused. I'm not sure what direction to take, Lord. Would you please show me? But until you show me, I'm going to continue to wait on you in prayer. But now I'm going to go out and I'm going to wait on you in service. While you wait on God, why don't you wait on God? You ever notice this promise? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. One little verse here has so much practical truth for us, because if you think you're always going to run with the same energy, you better think again. There'll be times as you wait on God, you'll need to wait on God. Well, friend, we're out of time. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And until next time, Brother Walker reminding you, you live on the victory side. Hello again, friend. This is Pastor Walker. Revival time, Mount Olivet Baptist Church. Sunday, 10 o'clock Sunday school. Graded classes. 11 o'clock, our morning preaching service. 6:30 Sunday night, our great evening service. And then Monday night, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, and Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We have Brother Lee Watts preaching Monday and Tuesday night. And then one of our great laymen, and you're going to want to hear this man, will be preaching on Wednesday night. And then Brother Chris Dallas will be preaching Thursday night. It's going to be a great week. Hope to see you. Thanks for tuning in again. And so long from the Voice of Victory broadcast.
Thanks again for listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast from Mount Olivet Baptist Church in Lexington. Call Brother Walker today and let him know you want to continue to hear the broadcast. 859-231-0442. That's 859 area code 231-0442, 231-0442.
93.3 FM and 770 AM.
The Department for Aging and Independent Living within the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services wants to promote the Aging Disability Resource Center, a statewide toll-free phone line that provides older adults, individuals with physical disabilities, caregivers, and professionals with information to promote independent living. Call to learn about home-delivered meals, in-home services, respite care, caregiver support, and Medicaid waiver programs to help those age 60 and over. Call 877-925-0037. Kentucky, forward together. Paid for by the Department for Aging and Independent Living, the KBA, and the station.